You know what today is?
Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right, all right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
It's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining.
Up and at 'em.
It's Wednesday.
Let's get weird!
Let me stop you right there.
It is way too early for this, guys.
I'm gonna need a coffee here.
We're gonna need coffee.
I'll make some coffee.
And then get right back to work.
Bring it on.
It's time.
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we spend time remembering the late, great Rush Limbaugh this morning. Just received this text of something that I had said earlier in the last hour, be it Rush's painkiller addiction. And, you know, people just, they only hear what they want to hear. And, of course, you know, sometimes I don't accept their pain as well, but I was talking about the drug addiction and somebody sent me this text that said, pain drug addiction is a doctor issue. No, it's not. Be realistic. I mean, Rush was realistic about how he fell into that trap. When you doctor shop, when you go out and you find other sources of these painkillers, that's not a doctor issue. That is a personal issue. We know when we get addicted to things. You know you're addicted to something if you have to go find an alternative source to get it. Stop letting people out of personal responsibility. This is a learning moment. This is a teaching moment. And don't give me this BS about trying to disgrace Rush Limbaugh. I'm one of his biggest fans. I'm sitting here looking at a three-piece memorabilia piece of him. People just have to attack. I'm not attacking Rush for his addiction. I said we all have our faults. And Rush overcame his. That is something that is admirable. And if you can't honestly talk about it, then you're no better than the left. You just cover up the past. And that's just sad. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text is 884-9910. Love to hear from you this morning as we continue on with our poll question today. I know this is making some people sick, but Clark County Commission yesterday voted 7-0 in favor of changing the name of the Las Vegas airport, you know, McCarran International, to Harry Reid International Airport. Do you support this? Because I know it's not our decision up here in the north, but there are all kinds of things you can do. And that is, you can contact one of the representatives from the FAA who happens to sit on the board of name changes and let me know how you feel about changing the name to Harry Reid. Maybe that'll make a difference. Maybe it won't, but you know what? You tried. And you can send an email to mike.n.williams@faa.gov. And then hopefully he'll either pass it on to the correct person or he'll take it to the board. So what do you think? Yesterday's poll question, should the United States boycott the Beijing Olympics in 2022? 47% of those said yes. Little mix of everything in there. When it comes to no, the athletes have trained long and hard. Don't punish them by boycotting the games. I couldn't care less if the athletes want to compete, let them compete. But I will not be paying any attention. No, not boycotted by the U.S., but by citizens. Oh, that's a great point there, too. You know, remember, it was Joe Biden who believes that the killing of Uyghurs is just a cultural thing over there for China. Just a cultural thing. So we have to go to our hater this morning because he loves Harry Reid. Sorry, Monica, but you will not stop Harry Reid Airport. FAA will approve it. Senator Reid has helped our great state in ways still pushing Nevada forward. It's got to be the text because this alliteration is horrible. He has helped millions fighting type 1 diabetes. More people around the world will always recognize Harry Reid than Trump for good. The FAA will go with the majority in the state, and I'm sure the federal government will support it. Try all you can. You guys talk about cancel culture, cancellation culture, but you fight everything not redneck as you breed conspiracies, like stating China buying Nevada soil. The solar is still helping Nevada. The majority will get their way. Scott, your ignorance is just blooming today. Why don't you look up Solyndra? Why don't you look up Crescent Dune and all the hundreds of millions of dollars that this country and this state has lost to these huge solar farms that the Chinese are bringing in? And, you know, just another little thing here for you, Scott. I have solar on my home, so I'm a proponent of solar, but not to run grids. The left needs to take a look at the people who are dying in Texas right now because the solar grids are down, the wind turbines are down. And then look at the person who, Scott, you obviously voted for in Biden, who one of the first things he does is remove us from energy independence. No more natural gas for you. No more fracking. No more XL pipeline. Celebrities are also looking at the Dakota pipeline to shut down. Yeah. So as you try to charge your Tesla, as you try to charge your electric vehicle in these different states that, well, have no electricity. And I have two people that want to talk about the airport. As hotels and motels are charging now for junk little rooms that normally go for $50-$60 a night, over $450 just so people can get warm, because they have generators. I don't care where you live. Everybody should have a generator. That's just my opinion. Everybody should be self-sufficient for at least a week's amount of time. All right, that's enough of me. Scott, please keep the emails coming or texts coming, because you just blow me away. All right. Back to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Ron has a comment. Ron, thanks for calling into the program today. Ron, can Can you call back? You're breaking up. We didn't get anything that you said. So now we've got Rob on the line from Ron to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Howdy, Monica. It's a sad day today, losing Rush. I was at the Rush to Excellence tour in Reno. I'm sure you were there too, way back in the 80s. And I remember Rush affecting my life from that point forward. Anyhow, what I really called about was the airport. And if Vegas is interested in changing their name, they should follow the lead of Reno, where we used to be called Cannon, and then we changed to Reno Tahoe, which is good for our tourists. They can identify where they're buying their ticket to. So I think they should call it Las Vegas International Airport, and let's just take all this stuff out of it.
Rob, that's a great idea. That's common sense. Because then, it, you know, just like you said, it pushes the name out into the country, around the world, Las Vegas International Airport, or even Southern Nevada International Airport. Something.
Nope. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Just like Reno's called Reno Tahoe, and it's called Las Vegas. This is Nevada. We're going to win. We're the number one tourist destination in the world. Let's play to win.
Let's play to win. Rob, you're the best. Thank you so much for calling into the program today. People just don't use common sense when it comes to things like this. And why even consider any of that? Are you just doing busy work when you start working on programs like this, when so many are suffering, when so many still don't have jobs, jobs aren't opening back up, when so many are still fighting with Dieter to get just a payment from when all of this garbage started? And yet Clark County wants to take something like this up. But it's not just Clark County, because Washoe County does it. They all do it. Just busy work. Make it look like we're actually doing something when you're not. And a follow-up to, Scott, whatever. Scott just replied, look up New Era Solar. Washoe County, you're bleeding your listeners' IQs. That's funny. Scott, why don't you, at the same time, look up the cold sun and a few other things? And how we need alternatives. You don't just rely on one thing. You add it into a system of stopgaps where you have coal, you have natural gas, you have solar, you have geothermal, you have wind. You don't just rely on one thing, especially when, oh my gosh, how unbelievable is this? All those big, beautiful wind turbines need electricity to run. It's like shouting into an empty cavern. There's nothing there, let me tell you. All right. Getting back to the subject of what we should be looking at here in Nevada. We have to make sure that our government representatives, okay, our state senators, our state assembly people, because this is something that the entire country is looking at, is that Green New Deal, okay, looking in to these alternative forms of energy. And what is happening in Texas right now? And this is not just Texas. This is happening all across the South. This is a perfect example of why you cannot rely on this type of energy. It doesn't help people in the long run when there is a natural disaster, when there is an emergency. You know, I wish that I could just, you know, heck, I want to call up a Texas radio station and say, hey, you know, give out this number to our good buddy Scott and let the people from Texas call Scott and explain what's going on. Explain the death of family members. Explain the costs of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, once this is all said and done, because pipes have now frozen and are exploding. People's homes are being destroyed, not damaged, but destroyed. And look at it for yourself. Turn off your electricity for 3 days when it is below zero outside and see what happens. This is a good example of how Mother Nature is in control. We are not in control of Mother Nature. She is. If she wants to put a cold front that Texas hasn't seen since the 80s, then guess what? She's going to do it. If an earthquake is going to happen, if a blizzard is going to happen, if a tornado is going to happen in the middle of a city, guess what? It is your responsibility to be prepared for it. And then we rely on each other. Texas, right now, they can't rely on each other because everything is shut down. If we continue on our path of this Green New Deal, renewable energy BS for running the grids, homes, schools, that's fine. Be energy independent for yourself. Like I said, I've got solar panels. But for the all-out grid, no. Don't let politicians do this to you because they've sold their souls to China. By the way, which is where 90% of these solar panels are made. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. An MTV Real World reboot with the original cast is in the works. If this excites you, you're a member of the original Real World cast. The winter storm forced Walmart to close some stores, but the bathrooms will remain open to prevent the disruption in methamphetamine production. WalletHub named West Virginia as the least educated state. Residents responded, "That's not true. East Virginia is a way dumber state." By the way, you know what website West Virginia residents go to for information? Hickopedia. And Jaguar announced that all their new vehicles will be electric by 2025. Men who drive Jags will now also be known for their tiny carbon footprints. This is not headline news.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this. Oh, what day is it? No, it's a wonderful Wednesday because we do have some blue sky out there. It's like all of our weather got lost and went down to Texas and is causing havoc in Texas. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Tim. Tim wants to talk about Texas. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, hey, Monica. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'll tell you what. Hey, I've got a friend that I work with down in Houston, and I just texted him last night to see how he's doing. And he brought up something I hadn't thought about, and that is, although in his particular location, he's very well off. He has a great place. They did have power. However, his furnace went out, mm-hmm. and then his water pipes broke. So he mm-hmm. lost his water. He moved in with a friend. His pipes broke. So in addition to the power problems, you have people without water. They've been without water 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a catastrophe. And imagine the logistics of trying to find a plumber. I mean, how are you going to fix it? You got how many million people living in Houston and surrounding areas that are probably all in the same boat? You have so many plumbers. I mean, who's going to fix all that in what time span?
Well, and I just got a text from a friend, Anna, who said, you know, hey, people in Texas have generators. Well, that's all well and good, but do they also have the fuel stocks to keep those generators running? You know, did they think ahead to have something set aside? Because those people aren't going to be able to go to the gas stations, and the gas stations have the pumps turned off because they're freezing too.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's
just...
right. I've heard that exact same thing. Yeah.
And you know what is so sad about all this, Tim, is the government was working on impeachment when all of this was starting to come down the pike. Why was the government not focused on this to make sure people were ready for this storm that was being forecasted?
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, who decides these percentages of alternative fuels that have to be in the energy mix? Why is it 23%? Why not 20, 15? Who's pulling these out of thin air, and now suddenly you pay the price for an unreliable grid? For these policy decisions, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're literally being handed down from the UN, the people who are pushing all this. So, Tim, when you talk to your buddy again, give him my blessings. I hope everybody there is okay, but you're right. And more storm is coming. So this isn't going to stop anytime soon, and it's not going to be a quick fix once it's over. Tim, thanks for calling in the program and giving us an update on your friend. It's appreciated. All right. It's Fox News update time. We'll be back. Hopefully, Russ can stay on the line. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And we send our condolences to all the fans, all the family members, all the friends of Rush Limbaugh in his passing this morning. That is a great loss to not only the world of radio, but to the conservative movement as well. And more people are waking up to this every day. Today's poll question, Clark County Commission voted 7-0 in favor of changing the name of Las Vegas Airport, you know, McCarran International, to bear Harry Reid's name. Harry Reid International Airport. Do you support this? 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question and yesterday's brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the United States boycott the Beijing Olympics in 2022? 47% said yes. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Check in with Russ this morning. We lost him earlier in the program. So glad you were able to call back. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I was talking about Kamala Harris. When Newsom was mayor of San Francisco, when he was having all his affairs with his friend's wife, Kamala Harris was with Willie Brown in the Senate, and she kind of slipped away to the top. She was just like working in the Senate, like an office person, go do this, do that, an errand person. And then all of a sudden, she's sleeping with Willie Brown, and she goes all the way up to the top. And if you look at some of the old news clippings, you would see her with Willie.
Yeah, and just as a reminder for people at the time, he was married. You know, it's
you want
to have an extramarital affair. That's your business. I don't care about that. But be honest about it when you're climbing your way to the top. That's
right,
just
exactly.
You know, and don't persecute, you know, people on the right for doing the same thing when you're doing it.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I hope I could say this. We call her Sleepy Joe in the hole over here. I hope it's okay.
I don't want to get cut off.
I like putting in your show and calling in once in a while.
I give everybody their voice. So. Thanks for calling into the program today, and you have an absolutely awesome day. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with David. Wants to talk about radio personalities. David, thanks for calling in. What do you mean radio personalities? What do you want to talk about?
No. I'm speaking of all these journalists and actors, as I call them. You know what happened in Texas. I have a friend that I've been texting back and forth, telling him what to do because he's got frozen pipes.
Yeah.
He has a frozen pool equipment, a lot of crap. And so anyway, I'm kind of walking him through what to do, what not to do. And I said, look at the bright side, Tom. By middle of next week, you might be out of the woods. But, you know, the thing that bothers me is you don't hear AOC, Bill Gates, or any of these other folks that think wind and solar are the answers to all their things. And God forbid they think about reservoirs, which hold two purposes. One, water, which is going to be more valuable than gold, and also hydroelectric, which is clean also. But you don't hear
them talking about geothermal as well. And what
there's less places to have geothermal, but the thing is there's a whole boatload of places. And in Texas, the sad thing is they are fully engulfed and enriched with natural gas and oil. And you know, you don't see these these TV people that are, you know, throwing softballs, even approach AOC and all these others. Yeah. And I'll tell you, if they put this in New York, they're going to be up the weeds big time, because it's even going to be worse there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is everybody thinks New York is just so full, so rich. There's a handful of Hampsteads, Long Island, and Midtown Manhattan. And that's it.
Well, and you know, millionaires have been moving out of that area for the past year.
They've been leaving like rats off a sinking ship.
Yes, they are. And
they're heading to Connecticut.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people headed from California headed to Texas, and look what they were greeted with. So, David, thanks for the call.
People in California are even in worse shape than Texas because of the stupidity they've done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so all these people think they're, oh, God, how green we're going to be. Well, just to let you guys know, China and India are just pumping out the stuff. And here you got Bill Gates flying around in his, must be about a $48 million jet.
Yeah, it's,
you know, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's total hypocrisy as well. So they'll figure that out when they can't charge their electric cars. So, David, thank you.
Remember what Margaret Thatcher said.
What's that?
Socialism only works with no more money.
That's right. Thanks, David. Appreciate your time today. Yeah, at some point, other people's money runs out. And then what are they going to do? Well, then they go after your property and whatever else they can. So you're spreading rumors about the VP. That is high class. you might want to pick up a paper every now and then from the past, because that's not a rumor. Howard Dean, that scream killed his political career. Not quite sure what that's leading up to. What about the one politician who got put out of the race because he screamed funny at a rally? He just got a little, yes, I see what you're saying. We've gone over this before, but I guess people didn't realize it, because we have to keep going over these things that are going on in the legislature. And we're actually making national news for the stupidity of Democrats. Well, maybe not the stupidity, the blatant selling off of government rights, of people's rights. And it is the selling off. So Blockchains LLC, as we've mentioned before on the show, they want to build a smart city in Story County. There's a bill, I believe it is in the draft process right now. And that's why the word has started to go out. That if you are a corporation and you own, I think the minimum is 78,000 acres, they want to give these private businesses the opportunity to have their own governments. They would control everything. Schools, law enforcement, heck, probably even healthcare, roads, all that good stuff. People living there would have their entire online footprint, financial statements, medical records, personal data on blockchain. I did not know this, but it was just sent to me from a listener from an RGJ article that just came out that the governor has received $60,000 from them. I'm assuming that's a campaign contribution because he will be running for governor again. They would eventually take over Story County. Sounds like communism to me. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Little by little, this is how it creeps in. This isn't a conspiracy theory like Scarecrow thinks. We're going to change Scott's name to Scarecrow because remember what Scarecrow was looking for. So this is from the UN. This is from the World Economic Forum. This is from the International Monetary Fund. This is from the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Bill Gates of the worlds, Anthony Fauci tied in. It is all tied in together. It's like string theory. What we are seeing here in our quaint little battle-born state is literally the takeover. Because this Blockchains LLC, that is just the start. Because the way that the bill would be written is a corporation. So who's to say, and who's to say in the future that this company, Blockchains LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, who's to say that Chinese company doesn't come in and buy it out? Oh, interesting. China would have their own little government here in Story County. If you live in Story County, you should be fighting this tooth and nail. Now, let me expand that for you. If you live in Nevada, I don't care what your political party is. This is bad government all the way around. Who's to say you don't get caught driving through that area, going to do something, going to visit someone? People are going to live there. They're going to work there. Dan, you know what song I want queued up. Because this is working, living, and dying for the company. What if you go into that area and you break one of their rules as a private citizen? How is that going to work? If they have their own government, they have their own law enforcement, they have their own rules. You're toeing the line. You work 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. There's a big problem with this type of ideology. Okay? This is literally taking government and giving it to a corporation. That's not good for anybody.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
This is not what this country was founded on. We have our Constitution. You don't just come along, start a company, and because you have money and you can put money into it, buy your own government that would supersede the government that's already there? This has to be stopped now. This is nothing but trouble. Kind of what our 2021 legislative session is looking like here in the state of Nevada. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show to wrap it all up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The line, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. A lot of men died, one fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Quick text here. So, are they going to have private jails, local police force, fines, sentencing? Where will it all end? Exactly. Where does it end? Talk about pay for play. We can just go buy our own little special piece of Nevada. Isn't it interesting that people can't fight for their rights to break apart from a government, you know, like the state of Jefferson? That's not acceptable. But if you give a whole lot of money and tell them that, you're going to invest $1 billion, then it's okay. Then it's acceptable. Wow. It's happening right here in Northern Nevada. The liberals are so proud. And yes, still looking into that sale of Dean Heller's property to San Francisco LLC. I wonder who owns San Francisco LLC. Somebody said that it's none other than Gavin Newsom himself, but I want verified fact of that. All right. That does it for me. I'm going to go and say a few prayers for people and, you know, just think about all the things that have come about today. We lost an incredible, incredible conservative. He took on so many things that others wouldn't even touch. People still won't even touch him. But you know what? He was right on so many things. He was funny. He was straightforward. You knew where he stood. We need more people like that. We need more people, men, women, of all ages, to stand up like he did. Quick quote, the country will survive Obama, but it cannot survive the abject ignorance that elected him. So let's take that now in honor of Rush Limbaugh and change it to the country will survive Biden, Harris, but it cannot survive the abject ignorance and hate that elected them. Rest in peace, Rush. God bless. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Get out and do what you can to make it your best day, despite what the government is doing to you. Love you. It's the Monica Jay Show.